Okay. At the risk of destroying my sermon, of losing you, I have a gift for you. You think that you're the only one, the kids are the only one that can have Play-Doh? Not so. Everybody, here, pass some Play-Doh around. Here you go. All right, pass some Play-Doh around. If you were here for the first service, you may already have Play-Doh. So pass some Play-Doh around and open it up and play with it. Open it up and play with it. All right. I'm going to pass these out as far as they'll go. Here you go. You ready? All right. Couple here. John, Jim, you're back here. All right. We have some over here. Everybody open your Play-Doh and have a good time. There's one. Here you go. Lord, you know how to do this. Yeah. One more. You got a purple one. There you go. Do you still have yours from this morning?
No, that was Stephen's. I got a little one.
There you go. Play-Doh for everybody. There you go. Everybody's got to get Play-Doh. Got enough? Need one more here. Play-Doh here. All right, you got here. You want some Play-Doh? There you go. Everybody, got some Play-Doh back here in the back. There's your Play-Doh. All right, everybody got their Play-Doh open? Oh, I got the balcony. Yeah, I need one more. You got one? An extra one here? What? All right, you ready? Why don't you come in the center? Here you go, ready? Couple more. Duck, Dale.
Incoming.
All right, that's it. All right, everybody got Play-Doh now? Who doesn't? You don't have Play-Doh. Bruce, you got to have Play-Doh. There you go. You get a big one. All right. Now, Play-Doh. Make you feel like a kid. Make you feel younger. You got Play-Doh. Make something. Make something. Isn't that nice and fun to make things? You know? Very therapeutic. Just to squeeze it in your hand feels cool. You know, we're talking about today is about the potter. And a potter, when a potter makes things, how does he make them? A potter wheel, right? He throws the, and then he starts forming it and making it. And he's spinning the wheel, and as he's spinning the wheel, he's forming something in the wheel. You know, sometimes the things that we form, as the potter forms things, that potter personality, that potter's being, takes shape in what that potter is forming, doesn't it? And especially an artistic potter, we have the shape that the potter has imagined and becomes the shape that the potter makes. Sometimes what we have in pottery, or what we have in things like that, represent us a little bit. I have a few things up here on the table that represent me. Would you think that represents me a little bit?
It's not full.
This is the way I usually get them back. When I get them back. Not broken. It says on the front of it, though, inscripted here on the front, it says, "He has filled the hungry with good things." Luke 1:53. So this kind of is representative of me, isn't it? How about this? What's this? It's a chalice. What's the chalice represent? Some of us say wine. That's the ones that have been in the house a lot. In this case, it represents communion, the blood of Christ. My role in life is to share that sacrament with you, to share the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, the blood of Christ. Now, these two are a little different. See this one? Do you see the resemblance? This yellow hair, blonde, this was made by one of my children, my daughter, as a representative of me. Now, is it a fine piece of artistic work?
Yeah.
It is to me, because it's made with love and grace. So it represents me. And how about this one? What do you think that is? Not water, but what? What does a pastor have a pitcher to hold? Either baptism water or the wine for the sacrament, right? And on this, again, was made by one of my children. And what do you see on the front? A cross with Jesus on it. So for them, this is a symbol of my life. So that means a lot to me that they've made these things. The potter. You know, throughout our life, we are constantly being made and remade. Make something with your clay as I'm talking. You know, the potter spins things and he makes things and he crafts things. And sometimes when the potter makes something and it doesn't turn out just the way he wants it, what's he do? And he redoes it. Throws it down and restarts. And then again he makes something. And what may start out to look like a plate doesn't turn out to be a plate, does it? Sometime it may turn out to be a bowl or a pitcher or a cup. He may start out with one idea, and as time goes along, the creative side in him may create something entirely new. That's what the potter does. You know, when we are children, like the children are up here, we're very malleable, right? We're like this clay. When we're young, our parents and others influence us and mold us. Sometimes intentionally, and sometimes non-intentionally. Do you remember or can think of some time that your parents molded you? Maybe they purposely took you to church. Or they purposely put you in some kind of sporting activity to help build your self-esteem. Or perhaps they made you go to Job's Daughters or to the Eastern Star. A what?
Rainbow Girls.
What's Rainbow Girls? And that was to make you a lady? I was going to say, did it work?
No.
We mold people. We mold people. We mold little ones. And sometimes when we mold others, we do it unintentionally. Little pitchers have big ears, they used to say. Watch what you say. They'll pick up and do. And sometimes subtly you don't even know it and you do it. Have not all of us had this experience at one time where we look into a mirror and we go, oh my God, I'm my mother. That's when you go for the wine, right? Or, oh my God, I'm my father. And it may not be that you look like him, but somehow there's a characteristic that you have picked up. We are molded throughout the course of our life. Let me see what you made. She made a pretzel. In prayer. Right. And it just so happens she's going to make chocolate-covered pretzels in a week. What you make? A heart. Darla, what are you crafting there? It looks like a duck.
It's going to be a turtle and this is a swan.
A turtle and a swan. How about over here?
A cereal bowl.
A cereal bowl. All right. What do we got here?
A vessel and a cross.
A what?
A vessel.
A vessel and a cross. Okay.
And he's got a heart and a beer mug. A
heart and a beer mug. A boat. A canoe. You know what? Grace, let me see this one a minute. It looks like a canoe that way, but if you hold it up like this, it looks like lips. Okay, Grace, we'll have to talk about that. Yes? Two mugs or something? Yes? A flower over here. A heart. Yes? Hold that snail up. A flower, a sneeze, she's... A seashell and a snail. Others? What you make? A happy face. All right. A number eight. Or an infinity. A heart. How about back here? What you guys make? Ah, okay. A basket. Look at this. A basket. What did y'all make? A flower. A cat. That's appropriate. A circle of life and a heart. A mustache, a hand, huh? That's you? All right. And it matches your sweater. Others, what else did we make over here? A decorative container. All right. Ken, what'd you make? It looks like a clarinet. All right. An open vessel. A ball, all right. A dog. What do we get back here?
A bell.
A bell, okay.
Bad, huh?
A snowman. A guitar. A spider. A bowl. A music note. All these things are made and crafted. You know what? We are crafted, and the things you made are representative of you and are representative of the things that have influenced you. Influenced you. Just like mine is a pie plate and a chalice. Those things are influences in my life. You see, when the potter makes us, he doesn't come down and say, okay, I'm going to squeeze you like this, and I'm going to remake you. No. The way the potter makes us is by interacting with us in certain ways. Maybe it's through education. Maybe it's through life experiences that we are molded. And you know what? As we grow, those experiences change. And sometimes in our life, we might be molded to be one thing, and another time in our life we might be molded to be another thing, and another thing in a lot of time we might be molded to be another thing yet. Sometimes our lives are molded, and what we become is by the choices we make. A choice to go to college or not. A choice to excel in one subject or another. A choice to marry or to stay single. To have children or not. All these things influence and mold our lives. That's sometimes how God molds us. Sometimes we get molded not so easily. Sometimes we get molded in through tragedy and struggle and hardship. Sometimes they mold us. And sometimes God uses the way God molds us for God's good. But you know what? When we're infant, we're molded very easily. As we get older, though, we make choices about whether we will allow ourselves to be molded or not. Everyone in this room today has choices whether you will allow God to mold you or not. Sometimes, well, if I take this Play-Doh, and I just leave it here like this and go away, what's going to happen? It's going to get hard, isn't it? And it's going to get brittle. And then I'm going to drop it, and it's going to break. So it is when we don't allow ourselves to be molded, to change, to grow, to become something new. Then we become old and hard and brittle. Not in body so much, but in spirit. Maybe body too, but in spirit. And then it becomes almost impossible to change the inside, because there's no more flexibility. If I want to keep my ball of Play-Doh moldable, what do I need to do? What is it? I have to put it in a container so that it stays moist. Maybe I need to put a little water in there to keep it moist too. And I also need to keep working it, right? Because as I work it, it becomes more and more flexible. When I stop doing those things, it becomes rigid, it becomes unsuitable for anything. When we do that with our spirit, we say no to God as being our potter. We say, okay, God, you be, or we might say, okay, God, you be my potter as long as you mold me the way I want to be molded. You know? Not the way you want me to be, just the way I want to be. If you truly allow yourself to be molded by the potter, you got to accept what the potter brings to you and how the potter uses you. Peter, a fisherman. Peter didn't catch any fish. He goes out with Jesus, and Jesus says, put down your net on this right side of the boat, and you'll catch fish. Peter goes, I've been fishing all night. There's no fish in here. Puts down the net, brings it up, so full, he can't even bring it in. Jesus began to mold Peter. Believe in miracles. Peter walked with Jesus and he thought he knew it all. And when the time came for Jesus to be betrayed, Peter thought he was on top of everything, that he was strong and that he was able to withstand everything. And Jesus said to him, guess what, Peter? You're going to deny knowing me three times before the cock crows. And the strong Peter quivered with fear and denied knowing Jesus. Again, Peter, the potter, has remolded Peter. He had brought him up to be something beautiful and wonderful, and at that moment he slapped him down and started again. After Jesus raised from the dead, he sought out Peter. And Peter was there with him. And Jesus took an opportunity to mold him again. He says to Peter, Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, I love you. Peter? Hey, Peter! Feed my sheep. Peter? Do you love me? Yes, Lord, you know I love you. Take care of my lambs. The third time, Peter, do you love me? Peter is pretty put off. Three times. Three denials, three questions. He should have asked, Peter, have you been remolded to finally be my disciple and understand what's going on? Has the potter formed you now? Peter says, yes, Lord, I love you. You know that I love you. Peter said, take care of my sheep. He also told Peter about what the potter was going to do to him in the future. Peter, when you grow old, someone's going to come to you and they're going to put a belt around your waist and they're going to take you to places you don't want to go. When you were young, you made the choices. You set the bounds on being molded. But when the time comes, God is going to mold you in a way that you're not going to like. But it's for God's glory that you were molded like this. So be careful. When you say, I turn my life to the potter's hands, be careful. Because the mold that you're in now might be changed entirely. What you think you are might be made something different entirely. You may think you're a bowl and you're really a hat. But unless you do, then just like the Play-Doh that's left outside, it will get hard, it will be brittle, and it will break and fall apart. I encourage you, let the potter mold you. Let him change you so that you can be what God wants you to be. Don't hold back. It's a challenge. You may find yourself an instrument. You may find yourself whatever. But let the potter mold you. Give your life into the potter's hand. We're going to sing a song in just a minute about the potter's hand. It's going to be on the screen. And I hope you'll join me in that. You know, when I was putting this sermon together, I was thinking about lots of different things, and I want to commend Betty on Did you notice she picked up with the rock and roll really good with the call to worship this morning? Yeah. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a cross over there telling me I got to beware. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? And I got in that mode as I was putting this together, and then another song came to me. With just 100 pounds of clay. No. Anyway. Yes. Won't you turn yourself over to be in the potter's hands? Let's join together in singing the potter's hands.